gentlemen.
Put your hands together.
There's something special right here.
Hey, yo, you know who this is.
Baller Alert.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show.
What it do, baby? It's OCT.
The one and only Octavia, to be more exact.
Your boy, Ferrari Simmons.
With your favorite Ethiopian soup solo.
This is the Baller Alert Show.
Ball alert.
How y'all doing today?
You had a long night, so you all right? You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Care to talk about it?
I was just enjoying some wine last night because I think that was, day two of rejection. So,
wait. Everybody, let's fill in the Baller Nation. Sue Solo and I were talking last week. She has a crush on this guy, and this guy has a crush on her, and she said, you know what, I'm ready to seriously date somebody. I said, well, shoot your shot at the person that, you know what I'm saying, that you're interested in.
And I shot her shot. Marvin Simmons, that, you know, me and this guy had an agreement that we were going to keep it how it was because he wanted to focus on his career as I did. But then, shit, times changed, okay? I changed my mind. I had a change of heart. And I didn't want to have the conversation.
It was really good.
Everybody said to do it anyway. So I did. And he said exactly what I knew he was going to say, that he was not ready to try to progress. He liked things the way that they were. So we just had to come to an understanding that I wanted more, he doesn't, and it's cool, you know?
So you got rejected.
I'm not rejected. He says, I didn't reject you. I'm just telling you that, I want to focus on what I got.
Not right now.
And I respect it. I so respect that. For me, though, I can't even just like stay in that zone with him anymore. Like, I gotta go date people and see what's out there in the dating world, you know?
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us. And was that therapeutic a little bit or not?
Now,
still feel the same?
Wine, but it's cool though. It's all good. I'm gonna wait.
It's his loss, Sue. Get out there. You're gonna find that one.
Things may change. You know, you never know. We could work things out in the future, or maybe this is it. Who knows? All I know is I'm having a good time right now. I want to be romanced. I want to be courted, and I want to have a good time. Okay.
Let me ask you guys this. How are you guys adjusting to your 2-to-6 shifts?
We are on the radio.
The morning.
Streets 945, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Rari and Sue at 2. Only thing is missing is you, OCT.
But, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
But yeah, I just say I wish my body is still adjusting to the time frame mentally. I tell Sue all the time, like at 4 o'clock, I'm lit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to feel that way at 2.
Okay.
At 2, I'd just be like, cool. 4 o'clock, I'd be ready, because that's when I wake up from my nap. My central nervous system don't operate until about 3:30 p.m.
It might have been an easier transition for me, because doing the morning show from 6 to 10, you're up at 4 o'clock. And it's not like I go home and go to sleep, you know, when the show is over. There are still other things to do. I have brands that I work with. I have stuff that I have to do with Martell. I'm looking for a brunch venue. So for me, it was really just more so of now, instead of running my errands after 10 a.m., I can actually get a lot more work done before I go into the afternoon show, because, I mean, it is just so much more time to do all those like corporate-like things and those, you know, very specific meetings that you got to have. So it's been an easier transition for me. I think that the eating schedule has just thrown me off a little bit. But other than
that, we've been eating good, though.
Yeah, we've been good. We've been having our salads, our poppies.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think you guys are going to make the adjustment and be well off. Thanks. On your venture.
Make sure y'all tune in Monday through Friday.
For sure. Let's get into it.
Now it's time for In Case You Missed It.
We can't get a little more energy than that, player. What's happening?
Now it's time for In Case You Missed It.
Just in case you missed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fans can now stream Nipsey Hussle's The Marathon visual album this Friday. A preview of the visual product was teased on Instagram via the rapper's personal account, The Marathon clothing account, his LA-based brand, and by the animation studio Oki Doki. Fans can now watch the marathon Friday, February 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Super dope. Long live Nipsey Hussle. Anything yes. attached to his name for me is a win. And marathon my prayers continues. To Lauren London. Yeah,
I mean, Nipsey Hussle being an Eritrean man, which, you know, is home for me. Ethiopia and Eritrea for me are still one love. So seeing that, you know, somebody from my culture can really come up the way that he did, you know, someone that still held on to some of his traditional values, but allowed himself to tap into his creativity. And I mean, you don't have a lot of Ethiopian, Eritrean rappers, you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't really, that's just really not our thing. So to see him succeed in that, like to follow his dream, succeed, and then honestly prove himself to be a legend so early, I'm super proud, man. It makes me excited about this, to see that his family's legacy is able to continue to grow and that they can still keep his name alive. So I am so looking forward to it. I'm probably going to be wearing Nipsey blue that whole day, and I'm going to celebrate his life, his legacy, and the art that he shared with us, man. It's really dope.
All right, cool. All right, moving right along. Long live Nipsey Hussle. TikTok users warn of people editing the Silhouette Challenge posts to remove filter.
So let's make it very clear for the people who may not know. Okay, so the Silhouette Challenge is where, you know, a man or woman, predominantly it's been women, are standing in front of the camera. It's well lit. They're wearing pajamas or whatever, you know, something frumpy or whatever the case is. Next thing you know it, the light turns off. There's a red light behind them and all you can see is their silhouette. Now, some people are doing it in lingerie. Some people are doing it in bodysuits, but a lot of people are doing it butt-ass naked. Now, that's where the problem is, because what's happening with the people that are doing it butt-ass naked is some creeps on the internet that know how to remove that red light filter. So when they remove the red light filter, what happens now? All they see is your nips, your ass, your whole thing, okay?
Yes.
If you're going through the challenge, put some clothes on when you do it.
Yeah, to Sue's point, there are now many videos on YouTube instructing people on how to edit the software or showing you apps to change it. Now, they can't necessarily take it back to its original form of how the silhouette looked before you added the filter, but they are changing the contrast of it and actually body shaming people who are doing this challenge. So I just encourage everybody to be safe.
Where did the Silhouette Challenge come from?
TikTok, right?
Oh, so it was just TikTok. The Silhouette Challenge on TikTok?
Started it. I mean, I just know that it blew the hell up. I just kept seeing all these little leprechauns on my timeline. I had no idea what was going on until I figured it out.
Well, people now on social media are calling for YouTube out for hosting the tutorials that are, you know, showing people how to edit these silhouette challenges, and they need to.
And people just can't have innocent fun.
Well, you know, technology is a mug, you know, and like Octavia said, it's people on YouTube telling you how to get the software to change the tint so it can reveal people's bodies and what they show what they really have going on. I don't even know how to do all that. Okay. So you gotta be
careful.
Listen,
beware, and parents, check your kids' social medias as well.
Please. Can we move along to Super Bowl LV? All right, so I just gotta be honest with y'all. I was looking forward to the Super Bowl because it's in Tampa. I went to college in Tampa. My dad and my stepmom, a lot of my family lives in Tampa. I'm originally from West Palm Beach, but I spend a lot of my time in Tampa. So the Super Bowl being in Tampa, I was scheduled to make a whole bunch of money. But I just didn't want to chance it for COVID. Either I go down there and bring COVID back, or you know, I could be asymptomatic, never tested positive for COVID. But you know, if I were to go down there and see my dad, and you know, ironically they get sick or something like that, I just wanted to stay put. But man, I really wanted to go down there and partake in the Super Bowl festivities. And actually, I wanted to go to the Super Bowl, but COVID. Anyway, I'm going Buccaneers just because Slick spent a lot of time in Tampa, and my freshman year in college, they won the Super Bowl. So that was a long, long time ago. Damn, that was 2003.
You are a family man. And okay, that money ain't as good as making sure as the home is okay, well and safe.
Nah, you're right. But yeah, Super Bowl 55. Man, I'm going Buccaneers. What y'all doing? Do y'all even know who's playing in the Super Bowl?
Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And who are you guys picking?
I'm going to go. My team ain't in it, so I'm going to just go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, who you go with?
I'm Team Rari, okay? So whatever the hell team you're going for, that's what I'm rooting for, okay?
All right, cool. That's cool. I appreciate that. And speaking of football, EA Sports is bringing back NCAA football video games. You guys don't play games. I do. That is a big deal. It's been missing for a long time. It's a chance for a lot of college athletes to play with themselves in the game. I remember my cousin played football, and it was super dope to see him on the video game. When we were all in college, because he played on the team. So that was super.
Yeah, they had actually stopped that because they weren't getting paid, right? They were using their likeness and the actual players from college, and they were risking their lives out there, you know, trying to get on. And EA Sports is making money.
Hella money, especially when it was like in its prime, like on PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, like, man, PlayStation 2. It was just like, it was crazy. Like, everybody had them NCAA football. You waited for it every year. So hopefully these athletes start getting paid, because I know that's what's been going on behind the scenes with the NCAA. As an NCAA athlete, former NCAA athlete, I understand.
Where is all this money going if it's not going
to the schools and the coaches?
Well, now they say EA Sports stated that it would use the rosters without the name, image, or likeness of the real players as a part of the NCAA's rules. They told that to Sports Illustrated. So the players still ain't getting paid?
Yeah, which I think that sucks. So it's kind of just going to be a whole bunch of numbers. So you slick got to know the numbers. I can't remember. I haven't played it in so long. I forgot how the original version was. I believe like the names were on the roster, but like not on the field. It was just the number. But yeah, man, you know, it sucks. Hopefully one day we can figure that out. But my thing is, too little too late at this point. What about the athletes that have came and gone already?
That's for sure.
Question: do you guys think that an athlete with a, let's just say, you know, do you think that someone with a third leg would have a more of an advantage of being like a better athlete than somebody with two legs?
Yeah, that's a random weird question, but yeah, I would imagine
they got one leg, they kicking leg, and then they got the two running legs.
So you talk about real legs, yes,
better than two legs.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not answering that. Let's move along.
How about these COVID vaccines, though?
And got on Twitter. I saw the Trey Songz was trending, and I went to go see why Trey Songz was trending.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's trending.
Why is he trending?
Well, I believe that if three legs could make someone a better athlete, then Trey Songz may be a very damn good athlete. Okay. That's what I feel. So, okay. Trey Songz, you should go play sports with that third leg you got.
Yeah.
Okay. President Biden administration to send COVID-19 vaccine.
This is on Twitter.
Breaking.
Retail pharmacy.
On my phone.
Biden administration to send COVID-19 vaccines to retail pharmacies. The plan is to provide a limited supply of vaccines to pharmacies throughout the country to meet the growing demand for the vaccine and speed up the slow rollout that has frustrated citizens. The program will provide about 1 million doses weekly in the beginning dry run stages. That number is expected to increase gradually. Okay, what do you guys think? No, not taking the vaccine.
I think Trey Songz deserves a vaccine. I think he deserves to be vaccinated. I think he is priority.
Yeah.
Make sure he is safe. Okay.
I think I'm still gonna stick with what I was gonna do and let you guys have it first. You know, Ra, are you still gonna post your experience on getting the vaccine? So, you know, I think I'm gonna stick with what I was gonna do, and that's waiting on y'all. Waiting on Rari and Sue to go first.
Sue said she's not gonna do it
first.
And then I got in trouble for saying it on the radio. My mom called me and was like, "You better not take that. You're gonna turn into a zombie." I'm over here like, "Mom, come on."
So wait, are you gonna take it or not?
I'm gonna take it, Mom. And then Tanisha, my wife, she over here talking about, "Well, we need to get life insurance." I'm over here like, "What is wrong with y'all?" Like, she's like, "I'm serious.
Just in
we
case.
Need to get life insurance.
Cover all pounds, okay?"
Come on, man. Y'all tripping, man. Anyway.
Life insurance is very important. Oh, I'm not throwing the phone.
I have it. But she wants a new policy. She was like, "Let's get the policy. Let's get a new policy before you go take it." I'm over here like, "Fine, man. Fine,
$1 million policy."
Y'all tripping. Anyway,
No, it's a no for you.
All right. I'm going to wait it out for as long as I can.
How about these stimulus checks, though? You gonna be?
I ain't trying to wait for that. I'm not trying to wait for no stimulus check. I'm trying to get.
But
that.
You would be open to receiving the stimulus check, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Democrats kick off the process towards passing the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Democrats are taking the first votes Tuesday towards a $1.9 trillion coronavirus bill, potentially without any Republican support. The budget resolution put forward would allow them to pass stimulus checks, unemployment benefits, vaccine distribution funds, and state of local government aid. Now, Joe Biden is saying this is going to happen regardless of what the Republicans say. So, ready or not, the money's coming.
As it should. The Republicans are, I'm sorry, at this point, they are continuing to prove how freaking cold they are. They know, look, regardless of what Atlanta looks like to us, where we all are in our own cities and all that, a lot of people are really messed up out here. A lot of people really don't have work. A lot of people are really facing evictions, can't pay their bills. It is really happening to a lot of people. And for them to know that and be so cold is disgusting. I don't know how they can repair the image of the Republican Party. I've been seeing a whole bunch of articles about like repairing the Republican Party and all that. I don't know how you could do that when you continue to prove yourself to be cold.
And 10,000 people switched parties. Y'all, did y'all see that? Yep. I believe there's 10 to 15,000 people are no longer Republican.
Yeah.
Wow.
They changed their political party. They officially changed their Democratic Party affiliation, which is crazy. Welcome to the bright side is all I can say. Welcome to the bright side.
Hey, man, pray for the unity of our country and pray for Ethiopia. Sue, do you have an update on what's going on?
Man, I wish that I could come on here every week with some good news, but it is getting worse each and every day. There is still absolutely no media coverage allowed. So we don't really know exactly how bad it is, but we do know that it is really bad. There are lots of reports of rape. There are reports of people dying in their sleep of starvation. At this point, the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy, is using, he's weaponizing starvation. There are millions of people without food, without water, no shelter. Most recently, a refugee camp that had a little over 20,000 people has completely, those people are all missing. The camp was completely destroyed and nobody knows where these 20,000 people are. I still have not spoken to my mother or anyone in my family to keep it 100% real. I have absolutely no idea if she is at a camp, if she is safe, if she is alive. I have no idea. There is no medical aid, no food. The Prime Minister is a disgusting monster who really needs to pay for the crimes he's committing, the war crimes he's committing. Eritrean soldiers are still in Ethiopia as well, and they're helping the Ethiopian Prime Minister with his goal to completely terminate the people of Tigray. He is really trying to completely eliminate the people of this region. And as of right now, he is successfully doing that. There's not enough media attention. And with people being starved to death, with people being raped, beaten, and pushed out of their homes, it's only a matter of time before true extinction has happened. So we are going to continue to pray that more and more people hear this, more and more people care enough to try to do a little research and spread awareness, because ultimately, if we're not the ones that are bringing awareness, if we're not posting, tweeting, reaching out to state officials, to senators, local governors, then we're not going to get the international attention that we need. And when you're talking about countries like Ethiopia and Eritrea, really almost any country in Africa, we need international interference. And without the attention, the international communities are not going to interfere. So please help us get the word out. Please check out hashtag Stop War on Tigray. You can DM me at underscore Susolo, S-U-S-O-L-O, and I'm more than happy to direct you guys to some websites that actually have some prefix tweets for you, so you don't even have to try to figure out, you know, how to say it, what to say. Like, there's a website that has everything done for you, and I can get you in contact. I can, you know, set you up with that website. So please help us. I hope that next week I have better news, but as of right now, we are going to continue to pray for Ethiopia, pray for Tigray, and continue to use and research hashtag Stop War on Tigray.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Message. All right. It is time for Baller Mail. Man, I told y'all this shit crazy. Dear Rari, dude, my fiance proposed to me last week. I said yes, but his mom recently told me by accident that he proposed to his ex with the same ring he proposed to me. She wore it and all. Do I sound petty? I'm not trying to wear the same ring that he picked out for another baby. Should I say something or leave it be? I am really, really upset about it. Listen, baby, I'm upset for you, okay? I will lie to you, man. That's a little rough. And his mama told you by accident? Ooh, I know you tight. Ooh. You look like you kind of just stuck. Now, how much do you love this man? How much do you cherish this man? You know, I think this is an adult conversation y'all need to have, a mature adult conversation. So gather yourself. You know what I'm saying? Get your composure right. Take some deep breaths. And then think about your cue points. Ooh, sigh. Before you have a conversation with this young man for this foolish error he has committed. And if he cares about you, he will receive it and make an adjustment to make you happy. At the end of the day, happy spouse, happy damn house, okay? I hope you can maturely talk to this man, because if you go in there cussing his ass out, he probably gonna mute the whole conversation in his head and just be like, oh yeah, all right, cool, all right, my bad, was true, I didn't even know. But if you go into the conversation cussing our ass out, we hit you with the little mute button, but in reality, our, you know, up, down, left, right control, game control is kicking in. You say some crazy shit, oh, my bad, I didn't know. My bad, I didn't know it was going to be a problem. I didn't think it was going to be an issue. But if you go in there maturely and talk to this man, you may get him to respond in a way that he can articulate himself in a position to make you happy. Now, the part of him proposing to you with old girls, the ex-fiance's ring, I can't help you with that. That happened. You found out. He on his own for that one. If you need my advice, my thing is talk to him. Have your composure right. Have a mature conversation with him. Let his ass respond maturely. And then cuss his ass out. I mean, what do y'all think, ladies? This is a hard one for me.
I think it depends. I think we need to be realistic about, you know, what their situation might be. So, sis, if money is tight, okay, let's be real.
She's not gonna wear it though.
If money is tight, okay, then I can understand, and maybe you can find a way to be okay with it. If money is not an issue, then I got an issue. Like, we're not doing that. Like, you could have at least got the ring damn reset or something. Like, you just gonna give me the exact same ring? Like,
or how about take it back and buy a new one?
Get a new one. Trade it in and
put, like, put I just a feel like he probably thought out. That. I just feel like he probably thought it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, it's a perfectly good ring, and the first one said no, so maybe, you know. I think he probably, because, you know, some guys are very short, you know, in their head. And I just feel like he probably thought it wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, since it is, I would definitely have a conversation and, you know, take the ring back and get a new one.
Probably can't, because the other fiance had been wearing it.
What? But I mean, there's pawn shops.
No, you could trade it in at least. You know, mm-hmm. Damn, bro. Where was the creativity? That's not no bullshit that you do, bro. Like, it's kind of like you didn't. That was minimal effort, bro. Like, you just said, mm-hmm. "All right, cool. I got this one. I'm just gonna propose." Like, nah, cause like
ring for the first fiance, and you really thought about what it was she would like. When you looked at that ring, you said, oh, I know she would like this. That means you didn't give me the same type of consideration when you came and proposed to me with the same damn ring.
That's how I felt. Maybe. That's how I felt when I read it. But, you know, at the same time, I do understand, Sue, what you're saying. Like, funds could be low. I wouldn't propose.
But it's just like you said. It's just like you said, Rory. How much in love is this couple, you know? Because I feel like if a man really cares that much, he would have put in a little more effort. But who knows what their situation is?
Yeah, that's how I mean. I understand, but hell, I think if the love is there, she's not gonna trip on, you know, maybe you get in a different type of ring because funds is low.
Absolutely. Like I said, you can always take it back. He can always exchange it for some type of currency and getting a new ring if it's, it's like that.
Come on, man. Like, so wait. So I hope you went and got it cleaned at least. Because, you know.
So did she accept the ring?
Yeah, she said yes. Yeah, she said yes, but she found out after speaking to his mom that he proposed to his ex with the same ring.
Yeah, that's a conversation. And it doesn't have to be all yelling and cussing this person out. It's just a simple conversation. Listen, we taking this ring back and getting a different one, or, you know, I don't want this ring.
And if I can give you some info or some advice, I think you should definitely speak your mind. This is a space that you definitely should be allowed to speak your mind. And he should be like,
she got to wear it.
All right, cool. Yeah, because you got to wear it. He ain't wearing the shit.
Right.
And then you found out his mom told you by accident. Like, it's about how that's you secrets. Found out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like yo, that just fights. Like, what if that happened to one of y'all? Like, what would y'all do? Like, you'd be blowed. Like, I'm blowed. I would be blowed.
Yeah,
if I was a female and you proposed to me with the same ring you proposed to the ex, and the ex wore it for a while.
Wouldn't no man want to wear another man's ring? You know, you're like, oh, I had this. This band right here. So we ain't even got to buy no extra wedding band for you, player. Here you go. You gonna be like,
nah, what? Nah, you right. Well, yeah, just have an adult conversation with that young man. And then hopefully y'all can get through that. Hopefully. And you know what? DM me back and let us know how the conversation went.
Yeah.
DM me back. Let us know how the conversation went.
Let's take it to Clubhouse. How about that?
Let's take it on Clubhouse. Not only that, if you want to get on Zoom with us, let's do that too.
If you don't mind being seen, you know, I just said Clubhouse. Some people be all nervous and just want to talk on the phone. But, you know, if you want to join us, by all means.
Gotta look presentable now when you come on. Can't be all looking all crazy when you come on the Zoom now. But yeah, all right, cool.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Back to the Baller Alert Show, starring Octavia March, Ferrari Simmons, and Sue Solo.
All right, time for us to get up out of here. But before we do, I'm going to leave y'all with one thought. It is Aquarius season, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know that is the best damn zodiac sign on this earth, okay? See, the Aquarius sign is a water sign, okay? Aquarius people are very peculiar about who we hang around and who we put our energy into, okay? And Aquarius people, if you mess with us, we will scold your ass and walk by you like we never met you, ever, ever, ever. We are crazy too, but we can control our crazy, okay? We're not crazy like Scorpios. We're not crazy like Capricorns. We ain't crazy like Aries. We ain't crazy like Geminis and Cancers and all that.
Okay, now Aquarius, let's go relax, Rory. All right?
Aquarius people are maybe the most emotionally stable, mentally stable people on the planet. I'm just letting y'all know, Aquarius people know
have no emotion.
No. We know how to control our emotions. So if we show zero emotion, that means that thing was an emotionless situation, and we're preserving our energy. We're just preserving our energy. I'm just letting you know. So I'm just letting you know, it is the best sign of the year's time frame. Aquarius season. My birthday is February 16th. And damn it, hustle over everything. One time for That's So Juicy, she gave him a shirt. Says ho. But it means hustle over everything. Aquarius season. Aquarians matter, okay? Aquarian zodiac signs matter.
Y'all do matter. And actually, shout out to my sister, whose birthday is February the 14th. And, you know, I'm not mad at what you just said. You should feel that way about yourself and your sign. But that's not to shame any other sign. Everybody is God's children. And we all are beautiful in our own right.
Thank you,
Elsa. Peace to y'all.
We are all God's children.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
And then we have Aquarius people. Bye.
I said I've been having to hear
about Epsilon
for the last 2 weeks now.
And you tired.
My wife is an Aries, so it's cool. I'm rocking with y'all. I'm rocking with the Aries. I get along with Aries. That's y'all are my besties. Aries people are best. What's your sign?
Cancer.
Cancer, okay. My kids are actually, all three of my daughters are Cancers.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Oh, my
shout
two
out.
Two of my daughters are Cancers. And then my mini-me, she a Gemini.
Yeah, man, that's beautiful. All right, it's all Gemini love right crazy. Here on the Baller Alert Show. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye. Peace.
Baller Alert! Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.